Really
like these cold noodles.
Yeah, we had that too.
Another time, Yasmin made a whole fish.
Made a whole what?
A fish. A freaking fish, dude. The fish was like looking at me and shit.
Eesh. Yeah. Oh, we had fish for New Year's. So maybe it was that one.
Yeah. Okay, so then what did you do New Year's? You ate and shit?
Yeah, so New Year's I went over and
you're playing this. Oh wait, no, this is what I wanna ask.
Dude. Yeah, I know what you're gonna ask.
Oh my god. So there's this new board game I've heard, man, that you guys are playing.
It's freaking amazing. It's called Through the Ages. Through the Ages. It's a Czech game. It's awesome. It's really good. It's really good.
It's like Civilization, apparently.
It's like Civilization, just as a board game. The only downside, I would say, is that it takes very long, or at least we took our time playing long, so Vanya got really frustrated. But other than that, it was awesome. And, all three of us, we really enjoyed it. The learning curve is really steep, so there's a lot to learn in the beginning. It was super complicated, but once you get the hang of it, it's super fun. Really cool. Because it's about resource management.
No, go on, please.
Because you have to take care of several resources, like food, minerals, they call it resources. Then you have to build up your army because you can attack each other. And all that is a board game. It's so much fun. And there's a lot of thinking involved, decision making.
I was told that you were taking 40 minutes to do your turns. And then Yasmin or Vanya, one of them, brought in a rule that you're only allowed to, that they brought in a time limit for how long you can do your turn.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, what's the time limit? And they said it was 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So your turns have gone from 40 minutes to 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? How the fuck were you using 40 minutes? And now they've limited it to 6 minutes. What do you... You can,
because I don't know. I was thinking of all the possibilities. I wasn't the only one who took that long, but yeah. Yeah, it was fun, man. Awesome. I really had a good time. It was fun. It's a great game. I mean, I also started playing Civilization a bit as a video game. I also played some Age of Empire during Christmas. I played it for the very first time. I thought it was super fun. But Civilization is definitely more sophisticated and more... the scope is bigger, so
broad.
Yeah, more broad.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyways, awesome, that game is freaking great. It almost rivals Pandemic. Pandemic, I love because you play together, and in this, you play against each other, and you also have wars against each other. So, I felt for myself. I was kind of bad at losing, unfortunately. So I had to catch myself. Vanya attacked me and then I lost some stuff.
Oh, were you getting mad?
Huh?
Were you getting mad and shit?
A bit, yeah. Yeah. So that wasn't great and I really felt bad for it. Not that I screamed or anything, but still. How about you? How was... So definitely we have to play one day. Also Pandemic, obviously, but we have to play that game. It's really great. There's also an iPad version. I haven't played it, but I assume it's really good too. And yeah, we gotta play one day. But anyways, enough about me. How was your Christmas and your New Year's?
Enough about me. I was with my dad for Christmas, and I bought him a little present, which was nice. And then he cooked like loads of food. I got him some vinyl coasters. Some coasters in the shape of vinyls.
What's a coaster?
A coaster is like what you put under that. So it's what you put under a glass.
Okay.
Yeah. Like so that it doesn't spill or whatever.
Nice.
Well, so that if it spills, it catches it. And then so some vinyls because he's into vinyls. So I got him that. And then he cooked lots of food. And then for New Year's, I went to my dad's place. And then I was actually on Stefan's Platz. During the actual New Year, so
that's the city center. Yeah,
that's the city center exactly of Vienna, and there was a lot of police. There was like one police for every 10th person or something like that. And not much going on, no fireworks, nothing.
No fireworks at all.
But it was nice to be there. It was like a cool. no fireworks at all. I mean, I'm sure there were fireworks, and I'm sure if you had a maybe like a view of the city, like a 360 view, I'm sure you would have seen fireworks. But they were generally banned, I think. And they were also like, really, they were saying like, look, if we find you, we're going to fine you or whatever with fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I guess they let it happen because so few people did it. Most people just lit one firework, you know, and that was it. So, yeah. But it wasn't the insane display that you have, you know.
Generally, for sure.
During normal years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can imagine, especially in Vienna, after the attacks in November, people would freak out if they hear some explosions in the inner city.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the reason that they banned it, but
yeah. You know. Oh man! But anyways, wow! And Christmas,
nice.
How was
thanks
Christmas?
For the
how was did you chill? What?
Yo, I chilled, man. I chilled a lot, dude. I was chilling the whole day.
Nice. That's the best, man.
But yeah, I was
enjoying it so
walk.
Much. Yeah, walk. Okay.
Yeah, I visited a friend, a friend's parents who I haven't seen in a year, because on Christmas Day. And I thought, or Christmas Eve, I guess. I visited actually two friends. So I visited one friend's parents, and then, so that was nice. I spoke with them for an hour or so and had a coffee at their place, and that was really nice. And then I went to my buddy's, it's so funny because, like, we haven't seen each other. We're in the same city. We haven't seen each other for, like, months, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and I visited a buddy who lives out. He lives like, you know, freaking... He lives in like a suburban area, really far away. So I went to visit him, and that was really nice because I brought him a present and stuff. So
nice.
That was cool because I haven't seen the guy in ages and things. So yeah, it's like a weird... It was like a weird ending to the year, right?
Oh, dude. It didn't feel like the ending. I mean, yeah, it just felt like I don't know, but I had a great time. Like, I mean, it could have been very, very lonely, I think, because I think also many people were lonely during Christmas and New Year's, especially because no one could really meet up with each other generally. But, so I think we're both fortunate that we had family members in the city we're living in. And to be honest, I had a great Christmas.
For sure.
Like, 100%.
Yeah.
I was honestly, we were lying on their sofa/guest bed where I was sleeping, and we're just watching movies, and oh, it was awesome, man. I really had and then eating food, and man, my sister, you know, I think does
the food, man.
Is a great baker, so oh my god, like I was just, you know, no sports.
Oh, dude, don't even tell me, man.
I know, man.
What the hell?
I know. So I was eating like crazy, and. Yeah, I definitely gained some a belly. So right after Christmas, I fasted for a full day, which I've never done before.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Wasn't too hard,
and
actually.
And did you lose all the weight?
No. No.
I
but
guess
now,
if you eat really well for like 3 days, it's all good, right? You can kind of...
I don't know. But I think fasting really... it did feel good because you kind of, you know, get rid of the toxic waste, I would say. But... Yeah, now I'm doing intermittent fasting because also last weekend I ate like crazy. And then this weekend we want to do the same thing again because it's Serbian Christmas. So, or Orthodox Christmas. So, yeah.
You guys are just spoiling yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, not as long. So we'll only do it one evening maybe. But yeah. Was good, man. Oh, dude. Speaking of movies, have you seen two movies? Have you seen Klaus on Netflix?
No. What is Klaus?
Yeah, Klaus. Klaus is
who is
a,
Klaus?
It's a movie.
Sounds interesting.
It's a really. I did not want to watch it actually because of the name, but it was Christmas, so
yeah,
we watched
no,
it.
Yeah, no, it's just.
Dude, it was amazing. It was a great movie. I loved it. Really good. Highly recommend it.
Okay,
it's an animation movie
like
about
genre?
Santa Claus. It's animated, but really well done.
Yeah, okay,
really
I'll
well
check
done. Yeah,
it out, dude.
It's really good. And the I'll other movie that came out Christmas Day, Soul, the new Pixar movie. Have you seen it?
No, I just, dude, that's so weird because I just saw, I think on Instagram or something, I just saw an advert for that and I was like, oh, Pixar has a new movie. And now you're telling me about it, which is such a funny coincidence because I literally just 20 minutes ago or whatever. Oh, but anyway, so yours, so okay. What is it? It's a new Pixar movie?
It's a new Pixar movie, exactly. It's freaking great. So it came out directly on Disney Plus. We watched it immediately, of course. And oh man, it's so good. It's definitely one of the best Pixar movies.
And now it's on Netflix also, or what?
No, it's only on Disney Plus.
Only on Disney.
Yeah,
Plus.
Disney
okay.
doesn't mm-hmm. sell their movies yeah. to Netflix
anymore.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to, right? Because they're here and they're everywhere in Europe as well.
Yeah. That's their goal.
All right.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's really good. It's about death.
All right, I'll check it out.
Oh,
nice.
No, but it's positive. Like, okay, watch it. It's good. It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you, did you watch Jingle All the Way?
No, did you? Did you watch
it? Yeah, I did, man.
Nah, get out of here. Did you?
I did. I watched.
What? I thought we were going to watch together and do
a
commentary.
I watched. Well, we were supposed to for Christmas, but Christmas is over. But
well, okay. I
watched, dude.
You
want to
watch? Okay, you want to watch it on the weekend?
Oh my god, dude! That.
Okay, sorry.
No, hell no, dude. The movie is so bad, dude. It's so bad.
What didn't you like?
So I didn't like any parts that where Arnold wasn't in the movie, and he's in the movie maybe 90% of the time.
Yeah,
which are all amazing scenes. But yeah. Everything aside from those 90% is so bad and so cringeworthy.
Dude.
And just terrible.
Yeah.
And
yeah, please.
Yeah, anyways, the best part was obviously Arnie. And then also the chemistry between Arnold and his wife. Oh, my God, dude. It was like the weirdest thing ever. It was like two people who were cosplaying as a couple. And like sleeping next to each other, it was like the weirdest thing ever. There was zero chemistry between these two people. It was like they were two strangers.
What was his Harold? What's his name again? Harold?
Harold, dude, he's so bad.
Is
it's
his
so
name,
terrible.
No, is his name Harold?
It's like. Oh, yeah. Arnie is
no, Howard,
called,
Howard.
Howard Langston.
Langston.
Howard Langston. I'm Howard Langston. I'm making the sale.
Turbo
You're
Man.
My best customer. Turbo Man.
Right. Turbo Doll. Yeah.
The Turbo Doll, the Rock'em Sock'em. And then what's the name of the kid? Jamie. I know, Jamie. I know I haven't been there for you lately.
Dude, so that's funny. A classic, though. Come on. It's a freaking classic.
It is. It's so good. And then he's always fighting with Sinbad. Sinbad's like, hey man, I need a turbo doll, man.
I need it too.
Actually, Howard the story is really bad.
How can like, it? Yeah. No one comments on the fact that Howard Langston is like, that his name is Howard Langston. No one says like, oh, interesting accent, where are you from? Like the Midwest or something. No one is asking these questions. They're just like, they just agree with the fact that he speaks like this. He's jacked to the teeth, you know?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's... I mean, isn't it also, like... In the end, he can fly just because he uses that suit? Like, I don't know. I thought it was... Anyways, whatever. It was a fun movie just because of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's Arnie carries that movie, man, on his
massive for sure.
shoulders.
Dude, especially the really creepy neighbor.
Kilo bench
oh my
press,
god.
Dude.
The creepy neighbor?
Yeah, that what's that guy's
Phil Hartman.
Is that guy called Harold?
Is it Harold? Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so. It's freaking terrible, man.
Super creepy, like what was it? Like Arnold calls home and he's like, oh, she's in the shower. Should I go in and get her? Like, it's just creepy.
You want me to get her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's cocky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put the cookie
down.
And
then he hangs up on Arnold. He fucking hangs up on Arnold.
Really?
He's like, oh, anyways, I think she should be done in the shower. See ya, Howard. And he just hangs up on his ass, man. Dude, this guy's the worst, man. He deserved the beating he got.
You know what happened to the real life actor, though? That's pretty tragic. He did not deserve that.
What happened? Oh, shit. No.
His wife shot him in the head.
Is this going to be a really uplifting? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to say. Yeah. Really sad story.
This is the worst fucking comedy podcast, man. You just keep mentioning like the saddest shit. You're trying to like make people cry.
Ugh, God. Yeah.
With your El Chapo fucking mustache, dude.
Dude, this is getting way too long. I have to do.
What's your New Year's resolution, dude?
I was thinking because I watched Soul and I also watched Up again, or parts of Up, the Pixar movies. And I decided that for this year, I want to be happier. And obviously that sounds very vague, but I'm going to make a habit of always listing, thinking of the good things and being grateful for them. And whenever I meet a friend or my sister or Vanya or whoever it is, be grateful for the moment and really appreciate it. Trying to build a habit out of it. And, you know, so far I was very, very happy.
That's good, man. And it's good you started with it before the new year, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? What's your New Year's resolution?
Can I just take yours?
Sure. Come on. Take your own.
I just want to love... This year, I'm going to love myself even more.
Oh.
That's literally what I wanted to say.
Really?
Which is kind of the same as what you're saying. So.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think
but we're on the same wavelength.
Oh, so for sure, dude. I love you. You love me. Yeah. We sang this already before.
No, but.
What? Yeah.
Go on. Yeah, you were saying something?
No, we sang that song before on the podcast, like episodes ago.
I think we. Yeah. Didn't we also sing this one song? Near.
Far.
Wherever you are.
Still haven't seen Pateta and Egg, right?
No.
Oh, man. Do you know what happens in Titanic?
But sometimes... because if you watch the music video, it literally is the whole movie. It's like the best scenes of the movie over the 3 minutes or 4 minutes of the song. No.
Still doesn't capture the essence.
But like it literally brings a fucking tear to my eye when I see this. Anyways, you were saying something.
It's a great, it was a great movie, man. It's one of my favorites ever.
Yeah.
But you know that.
Yeah.
I think it also has a perfect ending.
I know.
And I don't want to spoil anything because you haven't seen it yet, but.
Everyone knows what happens at the end.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, I honestly think it helped the story that like he actually... Because in the end, you not only see them, spoiler for anyone. It's a spoiler coming up, but, you know, he passes, right? He dies. Everyone knows that, like, it's widely known. Ah, come on! Yeah, come on, don't act like...
I'm just playing.
So he dies, and obviously I think that was good for the story because that adds the drama. But then at the very, very end, just before the movie ends, they get to meet each other again. Whether it's a dream or afterlife, we don't know, but they get to meet each other again and they're super happy. That's how the movie ends. And it's so amazing.
Dude, can I tell you something?
What?
There was a time, I think we talked about this on the podcast. I was thinking like, yo, man, I never cry. I don't know. I don't understand. It's weird. You know, I think I have problems.
Right? Have you not cried?
So check this out. So I was, watching this, I was like just lying in bed and I was watching music videos. And this band called Spirit Box, they have this song called Constance, I think it's called Constance. Anyways, so I watched the video, and I'm just going to spoil the video. I mean, it's a music video. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the music video, it's like, you know, it's the music, whatever. And then the video is like, you see this elderly woman, and she lives with her, I guess, her son and his wife and their child. So it's a grandmother living, you know, with a family. And they all get along. They're all nice and stuff, you know, like they're having breakfast and they're always smiling and things. And then over the course of the video, things start to disappear, like in the background, pictures disappear or furniture disappears. And then they'll have flashbacks to moments where they were having a nice conversation, but then the person she's speaking with disappears, and then her look, and she starts to get more and more an empty look, mm-hmm. right, over the course of the video. And then you realize, okay, they're simulating like someone who's losing their memory, right, you know, as they're getting older. And then like you'll see the family, and they'll be sitting with her, and it's all sad around her, and she'll just be staring vaguely, emptily, like just staring into nothing or whatever. And then they'll like show her a picture of herself when she was young, and then you see it from her perspective, and her face is completely blurred, and she's like looking at the picture, so she's forgetting herself and forgetting moments from like way past. And then towards the end of the video, she passes away, right? Oh. She dies, and then everyone is like, they're all sad at the funeral. And then they cut to this scene where and there was always, over the course of the video, towards the end, there was always some shadowy figure that was, you know, or with their back turned, that was starting to fade in as all the other stuff was fading out, right? And then at the end, she's standing there, and there's an elderly gentleman with white hair, and he turns around and he like smiles at her, right? And they're like on a field or something like that. So the way I interpreted it was that she's now passed away, and the last thing losing her memory, the only thing she's remembering is her husband, you know, who clearly was already passed away before, and he's starting to become more and more the focus as she's losing more and more memory. And then at the end, when she passes away, she sees him for the first time clearly, and he's like she starts walking towards him or something. So like she's joining him again in death or whatever. Then I started fucking crying, dude. I was like, what the hell, dude?
That's nice, dude.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's
but
nice.
It was like,
you identified with an old lady who has Alzheimer's. That's nice.
Well, it was just such a nice story, you know, and it was like a nice story, because even though there was like, you know, it was so sad because of the memory and stuff, actually, it ended up being a very happy ending, because she was rejoined, and they never showed the her husband, you know, they only showed him at the end. So I made that connection. I don't know if that's what they were going for, but that's the connection I made. So like, she was rejoining, you know what I mean? So it
maybe
was like,
I know, who knows why we're assuming it's her husband. Maybe it's her mistress or secret lover. You don't know.
Well, basically someone she really cared for.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't matter who it is. Just someone who she
It doesn't
cared
matter
for.
Who it is. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It could be
so you cried.
Same sex marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cried, dude.
Dude, I cry. I haven't cried in a while. The Soul, I almost cried. That was very, oh man. It was really moving. Really moving.
Did it remind you of your hometown or what? Booyah!
What? Wien? Vienna?
Because Seoul.
Oh!
No, Seoul as in Seoul, Korea.
Oh, okay. No. No. Though I'm sure people in Korea would really love the movie, because people are so like career driven. Anyways, watch the movie. It's awesome. Yeah, it was a great movie, dude. By the way, I know you read. What are you reading at the moment?
Okay. I don't want to tell you because you're
nothing.
You're gonna
no,
be like,
okay.
Bro, why are you? You've been reading this for like a year.
Steve Martin's book.
No, Diaspora. I gave up on Steve Martin's mom.
Oh, no. What? So good.
I don't know, dude. I get all my material now from, like, when I need something to digest something, I watch, like, a Marissa Peer YouTube video or Dandapani or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's where I get all my information right now.
I mean, that's fine. If that's what you prefer.
No. Yeah. That's how I...
But like, if you do, because I know you love science fiction, right?
Yeah.
I'm reading this thing. It's a Chinese book series called The Three Body Problem, and I'm almost done with the third one, the last part, and it's awesome. It really blew my mind how good it is.
But you told us a little about that already, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was, I think, the second part or the first part, but the third one.
Okay.
I'm now already almost at the end.
Check it out.
Dude, it's like...
Yeah.
It was so, you know, because the first part is like 450 pages, I think, and the second one is like 506 something pages, and then the last one is 700 plus pages. So it seems so overwhelming at first, but then you get through it really quickly because the story is so creative. It's really, really creative.
That's awesome, man.
Dude, I really want to read that now. Yeah, because I actually never read too much science fiction. Not that much. And I really gonna change that because it was so creative. Like, oh. I kept thinking about things from the book, and I'm like, oh, you know.
Made you think?
What? Did I think?
It made you think?
Yeah, it made me think, yes. Other than that, without the book, you know, I'm just staring into nothing, exactly. So it really helped.
Yeah. Well, Dude, that's good. I forgot. I was gonna say something, but now I forgot. Damn it.
Yeah, but the book. And I was thinking, because now I might start a new series next, and I was thinking of maybe The Dark Tower, though that's super long.
Well, so one thing you should read is, if you're liking Ender's science Game. Fiction, dude.
Yeah,
you
need to read. Dude, I got it already.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Ender's Game is good, but. So
it's
for me,
good?
Ender's Game is less like... No, it's great. It's great. But in terms of sci-fi, it's... For me, it's not like pure sci-fi. Maybe some people disagree, but for me, it just it's more of a like... It's more like of an epic story, you know, general epic story or whatever. But in terms of sci-fi, I think a classic and one thing you have to read is just the iRobot series. It's amazing. And especially if you've seen the movie, you need to read the book, because the movie is a piece of trash.
Oh, yeah?
And does not have
like
anything to do with the book.
Oh.
Yeah, well, this will blow your mind.
Yeah, maybe I'll get it, because I have read Asimov, The Foundation, at least the first one. I thought it was great. And I bought the whole series now from Vanya, because he sold his book collection. So I might read that as well. But, I mean, it's also very creative. I think it's great. But yeah, iRobot, it's a whole collection of series, right?
Yeah, it's a collection of short stories, I believe.
Ooh.
I think that's
okay,
what
yeah,
it
I'm
is. So the book is just a collection of short stories, which I think he published in different magazines or something along those lines.
Oh, dude, I love short stories. Yeah. Sci-fi, I told you, Ted Chiang, we talked about it, the guy who wrote Exhalation. Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
His wife slept with the younger version.
Yeah, that was in a story, yes. That was a great story, but then there were
Let's wrap this bad boy up, dude.
Yeah, there were other great stories, yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, as always. Please follow us here on whatever platform you're listening or watching. And we'll be going to be back soon. Follow us also on Instagram, Ali the Hasnain and Pascal Hausberger. And we're going to start a TikTok channel soon. Yeah. Anything you want to add?
That's what you said last time.
Yeah, true. True. Anything you want to add?
Yeah. Yo, that TikTok channel is coming, man. Once TikTok is nice and saturated and no one gives a fuck about TikTok anymore, that's when we're opening our TikTok account.
Exactly. Yeah.